What's going on, everybody? It is Sunday night. It's December 29th, 2024. Just a couple days left in 2024. So this is the last episode of the Kicking Out Podcast for the year 2024. I'm Tanner Lee, both co-hosts in the house tonight. Paul Zartman, he has returned. And Austin Shepherd, LFG lad.
Maybe one of the best backstage promos all year long was Will freaking Ospreay, all bloodied up, hit himself in the head, said, "Oh, I gave myself a little lightheaded." But in the words of our president, "Let's fucking go, lad." Like, what a great backstage promo. Like, he went out and had a hell of a match. Okay. And we're going to get another hell of a match with him and Okada, his mentor. And for him just to somehow cut that type of a promo, and it had to be off the hip. There's no way that thing was scripted or outlined. It was just pure emotion, you know. Told Orlando to get on their asses, you know, help him through it. He asked Renee, "Do I have something on my face?" The only thing you can see is the white of his teeth and the white of his eyeballs. And then at the end, yeah, in the words of our president, "Let's fucking go, lad." Like, we had a great pay-per-view, but for some reason that just sticks out to me.
Well, it was perfect because I feel like he knew by that time in the night the crowd was going to need a pick-me-up. So he kind of was letting them know, like, "Hey, you're going to need to be behind me." So it did help the crowd get juiced up, because I thought the crowd was hot and cold at times last night. I thought the show overall was really good, but I thought the crowd was hot and cold.
I felt like they popped when they needed to pop, but
yeah.
Other than that, it was kind of blah.
We got Johnny here on YouTube. "Good day, gents. Firmly AW fan, checking you guys out tonight. Fun pay-per-view." Hey, thanks for popping in.
Cheers, Johnny.
Yep. Comment right along if you want. We appreciate it. Got some comments here before the show. TGY, who's a loyal viewer of ours on YouTube, said the pay-per-view was okay, but it felt like some regular Dynamite taping. Ospreay matches were the best, obviously, but that there were no title changes was weird. He says the Rosa May match wasn't too good. The MJF Cole ending, the way we've seen it like 20 times, and the main event was just flat. These interruptions are getting really annoying by now. How is there no DQ? I feel like they sacrificed some main event just for the Copeland return. At least you guys predicted rated FTR in advance. Hopefully just not some 1 to 2 month team like Hookhausen or many others." Yeah, thoughts on any of the comments there by TGY?
Yeah, I did not care for the Tijuana street fight. I agree with
you. I didn't either. That. Yep.
I wouldn't.
Which is too bad. I usually like the women's lights out matches, the street fights, but that one just wasn't a lot of build to it, and then there wasn't much to it. Just kind of blah.
No, and hopefully we can move on from this MJF Cole thing.
Oh, it's got to be the end, right? It's got to be.
It's got to be. And if it's not, then just good Lord.
Oh yeah, yeah. It. I mean, I was a little upset in the result because that helped me lose the title, which, congratulations, Shep, the new KOP Predictions champ.
Oh, this little thing right here, I just carry this around everywhere I go. it's getting ready to be hung up back behind over here on the helmet. Be there. I'll have to dust it every other month because, you know, it ain't going anywhere. A little dusty.
I made sure you got it quick, unlike when I won the thing.
Well, you know, I had to find it first because I had it so long, I forgot where I placed it.
Oh, so. It was sitting right beside you the whole time. don't even do that.
But we thought Paul had a short ring, but Shep might hold the record here for shortest ring once he loses it next weekend at Wrestle Dynasty.
Look. Well. I am bowing out of Wrestle Dynasty. I want no part of this at all.
What is there? Is there 12 matches, I think, announced already?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm leaving it up to you if you want to put it on the line. If you don't, I won't call you out for it.
Well, here's the thing. I might put it up on the line. I do fly out New Year's Day to California. Yes.
I knew you're going to be out there.
And so a little prediction show might be a little tough for me.
Yeah, I wasn't proposing a prediction show. I was just going to say you and I do picks and I can put graphics up. That's totally up to you. I don't care either way.
All right, I'll figure something out. I'll let you know. But normally this shit's right up my alley.
Sure.
But it just happened to be on a trip this year, and I won't have to get up as early if I want to watch it in California.
Well, here's the thing. I was looking this up today because I was curious what time Wrestle Kingdom and Wrestle Dynasty was at. So Wrestle Kingdom's at 2 a.m. Saturday morning. Wrestle Dynasty is at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So that'd be 7 p.m. Pacific time.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
And I think when that 2 a.m. starts, Wrestle Kingdom always has a pre-show, like a pre-show battle royal. The true Wrestle Kingdom, I want to say, doesn't start till 3:34 a.m.
Like, yeah, you're probably right.
Show kicks off. They have, I don't know what they call it, their 0 hour, or whatever they want to call it. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Wrong country.
Couple more comments here. Johnny says, Stat versus Monet match was great. Oh, it was not only the longest women's match in AEW history, it was the longest match of the night, a little over 24 minutes. I like seeing that.
And it was the quote unquote mid-card title for the women at that.
I've said it, I feel like, for a month or two now. I think the TBS title, say what you want about Mercedes, I think she has taken that title above where Mariah May has taken the world title for the women as of right now.
Unfortunately, even if it wasn't on Mercedes, I would say that title is more important than the women's title at this point in time.
Shep, any thoughts on that?
I agree with Paul. I don't care for Mariah May's run with that belt, with the women's championship belt. And she had a tough act to follow, let's be honest.
She did. She had a very tough act to follow.
And now all of a sudden that act is back on television in a completely different gimmick, which I love. And I think it's taken some mojo away from her. So maybe the hottest thing in the women's division, and it might pain me to say a little bit, is Mercedes Moné.
Yeah.
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 I hate to agree, but unfortunately I do.
We got a couple of other comments here. Brandon James, what's your thoughts of Okada and Kenny?
I like the little face off.
Mm-hmm. And I love the camera angle with the All In banner in the background. I think that's the tease, the foreshadowing for when we're going to get that match.
7 month build, and I'm all for it.
And I'm glad that his return was on AEW television.
You called it last week, my friend.
Omega, that is, yeah. I just didn't think Tony would let his comeback be in foreign soil, even though that's Kenny's home. And I'm excited to see that match with him and Gabe Kidd. But I couldn't. Tony's too smart for that. As much as he likes to let these guys open commitments and open promotions, he's still writing the check. So,
Majin saying Kenny's comeback should have been something bigger.
Is there anybody bigger for him to come back than with Okada?
I think it was perfect the way it was done. You got CD coming out saying, you know, normally this would be the point where I bring you the title, but unfortunately, I'm no longer an EVP, because he said all along he was an interim EVP for TK's side of things when the Bucks were doing their shtick. So I felt this fit perfectly. And to be against Okada, man.
Yeah. Yep. We got a few more questions here. Steven Chambers in the chat. What's going on, Steven? And Steffi says, how about them Eagles? Hey, they look good today. Put a trouncing on the Cowboys. Smacked them around. Steven also says, put Willow to derail Mercedes. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. I fell for the trap, and so did Paul, of the two, you know, Statlander versus Mercedes 2 graphic. It got me.
I figured it was the perfect way to get to the third.
Should have stuck to my guns. Steven said, just wait until Julia Hart comes back. We're going to see her against Jamie Hayter Wednesday night on Dynamite, Fight for the Fallen.
On Max and TBS.
The mother of all simulcasts. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, JPJ in the house.
Yo.
What's going on, JPJ? Your Patriots have the number one pick now, as of right now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter, hope he likes to play in cold weather, man.
Unless they trade it and get a lot of capital for it. So.
Let's not talk about the Browns.
Yeah, I could have used the Browns to win for once today, Paul. Thanks. And they didn't. Let's see here. Majin, like,
have to wear that Broncos jersey after all.
Yep. Majin says he has a small rant about the mock stuff.
I think we all do at this point.
Big WWE Queen 20. Hi there, kicking out. How's it going? And Majin, hey Tanner, my Jets first in the league, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we thought you might have hurt your back falling on some maple syrup last week. We thought maybe the Jets weren't playing so hot at the time, but all right, we stand corrected. Shep and I stand corrected.
Oh, he's not talking about the New York Jets, is he?
No, he's talking about Winnipeg, not New York Jets. Like, my Lord.
Shep's like, yeah, keeping it football, and it's like, oh no, hockey.
Nope.
Shep's favorite sport, hockey.
I love hockey. Hockey's awesome.
JBJ getting some love in the comments. Look at this.
That guy gets love everywhere he goes.
He's famous. I'm gonna need an autograph in the barn from him.
He and Plugo both.
Every time.
And he's saying the Patriots should trade the pick.
So I think I think the Patriots have their quarterback.
I do too. I think Greg Mays is solid.
Yeah, I think they have their quarterback. So turn that pick into a couple of them and get yourself a wide out and a running back and a defensive end and a linebacker and a tight end and a defensive end. and you'll be good.
Steven Chambers said he'd love to see Ospreay versus Fletcher 2 out of 3 falls at either Grand Slam Australia or Revolution. Yeah, I could watch those guys go one-on-one a lot more. Yeah, that was a fun match. Great way to open the show last night.
And I think we'll get that because he made the comment, Fletcher, we're 1-1 now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Majin says his back hurts from carrying this channel even more than Wayne Gretzky's hurt carrying that bum, Marty McSorley.
Oh, good Lord. Marty McSorley would freaking bear hug you and German suplex you into next week. He's a big son of a buck.
And Johnny commenting on Gretzky as well. Gretzky carried a lot of people, let's be honest. Right? Mm-hmm. Love it.
So we're 14, almost 14 and a half minutes into this, and I haven't asked this question yet. So without further ado, Shep, what are we drinking?
Called Victory in a Cup.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's no champagne being popped tonight.
Actually, you know what? You were
drinking earlier?
No. Earlier I was having a bloody beer to try to get my head right because it got a little foggy over the weekend. So, actually, this is the first cocktail of the day. And we just went with the Old Faithful. But I did have a bottle of champagne in the fridge, and I thought about doing that. But I can't drink a whole bottle of champagne, and I don't want to waste it. just the old Kettle One, a little cup of soda tonight. It tastes pretty good, actually. Got a couple cold meds in me, so don't want to overdo it too bad.
Yep.
If I started green with Paul and Tanner, all of a sudden you guys might know I might have had a little too much.
I got my good old Mountain Dew, and I heard you pop a top there.
Yeah, got Coors Light. Last show at 2024, and you know I'm just in celebration of Shep taking the title off you, Paul.
So. Hey, that's okay. It's still in the same county. That's all that matters.
That's true. That's same county, same state, same country,
same town.
Same time. Johnny's drinking some Corona and Lime. Majin's drinking some J.P. Weiser's Whiskey and Coke. And Stephen Chambers is getting hydrated with some water.
I thought that was going a little different. A little different.
And he said, also asked,
he said drated. Get my mind out of the gutter, right?
Yeah. And Steffi's got her grapefruit beer. And Steven asked, what's next for Statlander? Good question. She cut a good promo after the show last night.
That is a good question. I was watching along on social media during the Monet Stat match, and I was seeing so many people who were saying, you know, Stat's underappreciated. They underestimate what she can do and how good she actually is. I personally don't think she's at the women's title picture scene yet, but I don't think she needs a title personally. I think she can just keep going out kicking ass every single week and rack up some wins and become just, you know, the best female wrestler on the roster, because she's already close to it in my opinion anyway. And that's not just because I'm a Stat fan. It's proof. She shows it every single week.
I think in the next couple months you're gonna see Mercedes in the world title picture, and I can see Mercedes taking it off Mariah May. Then I can see her forfeiting the TBS championship. Is it TBS or TNT? I get them confused.
TBS.
It's TBS. Yes. And then Statlander winning that tournament, having a tournament, a knockout eliminator, or whatever TK likes to call him, you know.
Yeah. I don't see Mercedes taking off Mariah just because they don't like to do heel versus heel feuds very often in AEW. I still think Toni Storm is going to be involved at that Grand Slam Australia show on February 15th.
Yeah,
with Mariah, I think that's where we can see the title change.
Hey, Toni Storm's looking for her first ever title chance.
She is.
Mm-hmm. She is.
She should be up for Rookie of the Year, late entry. Stephen Chambers, since she turned babyface out of nowhere, fans really got confused. No direction at all. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, this is the thing. They've dropped the ball. TK especially has dropped the ball with so many stars. Stat is one of them, but whether she's face or heel, Stat seems to go out and put on a show to the point where fans can get behind her, whether she's a heel or a face. And I just hope she doesn't become the next Ricky Starks.
Ooh, I like this out, JPJ. Athena's going to win the four-way at Wrestle Dynasty and challenge Mercedes, and Athena dethrones her. Shep and I were saying last week, her on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights.
Get her on my television.
Mm-hmm. Just don't understand it. I mean, she's doing great stuff at ROH. Don't get me wrong. She's been an awesome champion for over 400 days, but why she's not in the mix more on AEW TV, I will not.
And she's got to be one of the most athletic ladies on that roster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Modern said Powerhouse Hobbs is another, as is War Daddy.
Yeah.
I think they officially replaced Wardlow last night in the Undisputed Kingdom with Kyle O'Reilly. And I'm guessing O'Reilly's done with the conglomeration now. That was kind of weird.
It was weird. So many people going, hey, the Undisputed Era is back together. No, it's not.
It's five of them now. It's five as a group now.
I think the conglomeration ran its course.
Yeah.
It was fun for about 2 to 4 weeks there.
And it's not even really a group. It's just a bunch of guys who...
It's a conglomeration.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a faction. It's not a tag team. It's a conglomeration.
Yeah.
Majin here. So we all agree that Okada Ospreay last night was match of the year, right? It's up there. It's a late entry, but it's up there.
Yeah.
I still think I still go with Ospreay Danielson at Dynasty, but that's me.
What about, and this just made him look like a bigger bitch, but what about that spot Okada did on the back of Ricochet's head where he hit both sides of the ropes, just like he's hammering it, all of a sudden just bitch slaps the back of his bald head, and you could hear that through the whole arena. What, I mean, what a spot.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing better is if we could have had a mic somehow like around Ospreay's ear and he went, bitch. Or, you know,
how yes, that. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking Stopped of
Ospreay. Right before he slapped him, just bitch.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ospreay, we saw him get just teepeed pretty much with much toilet paper from the fans last night and swerves direction. So,
yeah.
Directing the crowd.
That's Ricochet's new gimmick. Gets a bunch of toilet paper.
Are we not getting more out of the Hurt Syndicate and Swerve? Or is this all going to be tied in there? Is Ricochet going to actually become a member of the Hurt Syndicate out of all this?
I mean, it sets up for it. If you want to go that direction, get him. He's taking on Shelton. He's taking on Bobby. Let's have him take on Ricochet. And right before they go one-on-one, Ricochet says, you know what, MVP, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I'd like to join the Hurt Syndicate.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're gonna add somebody else eventually, right?
They have to. And Ricochet, this slow heel turn, I mean, I wasn't here last week to really talk about this, but there's been a slow heel turn from Ricochet here lately, and I am all for it because as a babyface, that's what he was so long in WWE. That's what you're expecting. That's what you're going to think of when you think of Ricochet. So being able to get this heel character from him is going to just be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, they need more strong heels. I mean, they have MJF, of course. But the problem with MJF is they've got nobody really to counter against him right now.
Hey, yeah. Johnny, not that Ricochet can't be a good heel, but one of the biggest keys on being a great heel is your mic work. And sometimes when he gets that microphone in front of him, it's nails on a chalkboard, brother. It's nails on a chalkboard.
Steve is bringing up Scorpio Sky. It'd be cool. Join Hurt Syndicate. I would just love it if they did anything with the guy. I don't. Yeah. He's another one they just leave at home. I don't understand.
I think he's been doing stuff with ROH, hasn't he?
As for
AEW television, I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't keep my finger on the pulse of RH as much as I probably should.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I see with Swerve joining could work, and I think we could get some really comical segments with Nana and MVP.
Yeah.
But I just don't need – I don't think Swerve needs them.
Yeah.
He's big enough on his own. Yeah.
So, I know we're jumping around kind of, but we were getting a lot of comments here, which we appreciate because that helps us talk about different things going on.
Yeah, that helps the rhythm, baby, the algorithm.
Yeah, it really does. Stephen Chambers says Shane Taylor Promotions merging with Hurt Syndicate. That could be interesting. Mm-hmm. Majin saying at the moment, the biggest heel in the company is Christian Cage. Yeah, this, you know, I always forget Chris has got that damn contract, but then they keep showing him more and more sitting there. Even in the main event. So it's coming soon. I just don't know when he's going to pull the trigger on it.
With how short the main event was, and I say short, I know it was a decent main event, but when I think of Fatal Four Ways, I don't think of that short of a main event. I honestly thought Christian was going to come down, go to cash in, and that's when we were going to get the return of Copeland.
I thought they were waiting for Copeland's return for next Wednesday, how they teed everything, or this upcoming Wednesday. Well, they teed everything up because FTR wasn't cleared. They said they're bringing somebody else. It was in Asheville. So, of course, they just did it one event earlier to set up the Trios match for Wednesday. But that definitely looks like the big storyline for the first quarter of 2025 is this new Trios faction, rated FTR, is going for all the gold. They even said in the media scrum, Copeland wants the world title, FTR wants the tag title, and they want the Trios title. So what do you guys think about that? What do you think about all that? What do you think about? I mean, I love seeing Copeland back. I mean, it's something that when I just hear that Metalingus hit, it makes me happy inside. But what do you think about him vaulting right away into a title picture with Moxley?
Well, look, let's be honest. He's on the latter years of his career.
Sure.
If he's going to have one more run, it's going to have to be fairly soon. Not saying that I agree with you, JPJ. I thought it was 5 pounds of shit in a 2 pound bag, but that's all.
Talk about the main event for anybody.
Talk about the main event. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yep. There's a bunch of shit. Anyways, I don't know if you guys caught this. I don't know if you guys watched it or listened to it. In the post-media scrum, somebody asked Copeland about his risk-taking. Obviously, last time he jumped off the cage, he broke his tibia. And he kind of gave the political dance around, this is what I've always done, blah, 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 blah. And then old Baldy just sitting stewing in the corner and couldn't help himself. And he basically said, look, I know I'm supposed to bite my tongue. And I do most of the time. And this is Dax Harwood I'm referring to. He literally lit into this guy saying, this is Adam Copeland. No, excuse me. This is Adam fucking Copeland. If he wants to jump off the cage, if he wants to do this, he can do it because he's Adam fucking Copeland. And I watched that. He had like one or two paragraphs, and I rewatched it a couple times just thinking, because the first one I was shocked. I'm a mark. I'm hooked. I'm like, this is fucking awesome. All right, let's rewatch this. Let's rewatch this. Dax is as real as they come, and we've talked about it 100 times on this. He literally put that reporter in their place and said, he is a living legend. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
So that means – that tells me – that, yeah, the first and second quarter here of this year, I have a feeling they're going to put an old rocket on Mr. Copeland's back.
Yeah. Yeah, I still would be surprised if he wins the title over Moxley, but I could see FTR getting tags back, and I definitely think those three win trios off the Death Riders.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I wonder where Pac was last night.
I don't know. He probably couldn't get clearance to fly over again.
Yeah.
We're probably back to Pac disappearing from the show for six months at a time.
Was it really windy? Because I know his ears can fuck it up.
Oh, my God. John,
is that not the flying you're talking about, Paul?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Although he probably didn't have a bright enough light on top of his head, so he couldn't get clearance to fly.
Johnny says Sting was jumping off back balconies. Modern says Sting was doing worse.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, in Sting's defense, living legend. If Sting came into the booking room, just as Adam Copeland comes in the booking room and tells Tony Khan, I'm going to do this, unless it's like life threatening, I don't think Tony Khan will say,
yeah.
No, you're not going to do that.
No. Yeah.
So.
Imogen's got a good rant here. He says, Mox's entire storyline is for AEW to stand up for itself, for AEW to go back to how they used to be. So the next guy to stand up to be the savior is a WWE lifer. He said it should be a homegrown AEW guy. He'd even take Jay White over Cope, and he loves Cope. Interesting. Brings up some good points.
Yeah,
he does. He does. And that was the angle when they murdered Danielson, that they thought it looked like it was going that way, is we were going to get all AEW homegrown talent holding titles.
Right.
And we started to, and now it's kind of faded off again.
And maybe I know you guys don't care for this, but I still think that's why I predicted it a few weeks ago. I still think Darby takes it off of them, especially how they wrote Darby off by attacking him the other night and throwing him down the steps.
He'll be back Wednesday. What are you talking about?
Hey, he's got to go climb Everest sometime in 2025 before All In.
I think it's April, isn't it?
Is it April? Yeah. So I could see him being off TV for a while and then
Maybe.
I'm not saying it's the right decision. I just, that's where I think everything's going.
Although how good a merch is it going to be when he climbs Mount Everest and plants an AEW flag up there and takes a picture of it and puts it on a t-shirt?
Yeah. He is the ultimate and he is the ultimate AEW guy. I mean, he's stated he's not going anywhere. I mean, it's yeah. Yep.
Hey, and
Darby's climbing Everest, can't put a title on him unless you
hot shot it.
Thank you.
MGF is an AEW guy, and I think the whole contract bullshit was just storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was some interest there between mutual companies, but when it came down to it, he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
JPJ saying Darby's the guy. He said he'll take it off of him, and then Christian will take it off Darby immediately. That'd be major heat there. Mm-hmm. That'd be good. That'd be something I could get behind.
Yeah. And then Darby can't get it done to win it back, and then you put it on somebody else. Then Shep only has to deal with Darby being a champ for, 5 minutes.
Yeah. As Majin says, as I've said since the angle started, they need to get the title off Mox. This angle has been ass. And you can't even blame TK because it's a Mox-run angle.
And I've said this multiple times. There's got to be a new title in that briefcase. That briefcase is way too small to be holding that AEW world title. I'm sorry that it is.
Well, if he's going to debut a new title, he ain't dropping it anytime soon.
I know. That's what I'm wondering, if that's why this storyline's dragging on, is because it's taking longer to get this title created than they anticipated. If they were planning on debuting it and then Connecticut goes and says, hey, women, here, have these two titles. And then Mox and TK went, okay, hold on. We can't do it right now, because if we do, we're going to look like we're doing just what they did. And we don't want to do that.
Stephen Chambers says Undisputed Kingdom has to be turning heel soon because can't picture them all being babyface. And I think Adam Cole's a better heel. He is a babyface. Yeah.
As long as we don't have to hear Roddy yelling Adam every week, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, he yelled Kyle in the backstage thing last night.
I know.
After the show was over.
But, I mean, I get it. They tried it. It worked for a little bit. But kind of like Steffi said there, it got to the point where it just was snoring.
Oh, she was saying that to Majin. I clicked the wrong button. She's saying Majin's rants are putting her to sleep.
Oh, I know. But that's what Roddy yelling everybody's name every single week does to me.
And Maj is asking, why are they pairing a hot act like Copeland with a boring act like FTR? Shep, take the floor.
You know what? You must have had some spoiled ass fucking maple syrup with your pancakes this morning.
Beep.
Or your frites weren't cooked good enough tonight. Frites. You freaking frites. Freaking French fries. Call them frites up there.
Chips.
No, we're not from England, Paul.
Fish, he said, give them the Outrunners over FTR any day.
Now, I'm a big Outrunners fan. But you mean to tell me you think there's any more pure tag team in AEW than FTR?
I did it for my family.
I don't think there is, boys and girls.
No. FTR is fantastic. I hate to say it. They are one of the greatest tag teams of this generation. I will not
Steven
give
Chambers
them
says Guns or House of Black.
I will not give them the greatest of this generation, but they are one of the greatest.
I mean, they held New Japan, AEW, AAA, and Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So they held four at once. Never been done before. Probably will never be done again.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And they were the ones to do it.
JBJ said the, not one of, the.
Nah, one of.
I agree with him.
Martin said, Pierre, no, but I'd rather cheer for a team that cuts the same for a team that cuts the same promo every time or steals other tag teams' finishes or just another move.
Well, okay, if you're going to do that, Majin, then you can't even cheer for Statlander because Statlander did one of KO's finishing moves as just a regular move last
Package
night.
Package pile driver.
Yep.
Yeah.
That thing, yeah. WWE makes that thing look like it's one of the most devastating moves in history. Nobody ever kicks out of it, and then Stat hits it, and Monet kicks out easy peasy.
I will say that you see that quite a bit between the two companies. A lot of moves mm-hmm. in WWE finish off people, while AEW, a lot of times, heck, they'll no-sell certain things.
Yeah.
Stephen Chambers says, look out for the guns in 25. I hope so. I hope. I think last time I read a report, I think it came from Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful, that Austin guns hurt, and that's why we haven't seen them. But no, I don't know why Colton's not on TV. They could still have Colton be there with Jay White.
So yeah. after the Acclaim breaks up here in the next month,
coming. Yeah, it's coming. That was well done on Rampage.
Do we see their dad reunite with him for one little run?
I think that'd be so. Good. I think that'd be good.
I don't think they need any gold or anything, but have him
trio gold in ROH or something, right?
I don't think that's coming off of Dustin anytime soon.
And you know, we were talking about Rampage a little bit. We don't talk about Rampage a lot. Now it is done, at least for a foreseeable future. But I thought Friday night's Rampage was pretty good.
You got to go out with a bang, right?
Yeah. I liked it.
The first episode of Rampage and the last episode of Rampage are the two best episodes of Rampage in history.
Yeah. And
except
the ones
taped in Indy because we were there.
And we also had the Cody taking the TNT title off Sammy, one of his last things he did in AEW on an episode of Rampage. I think that was the only title change of an AEW title on Rampage, if I'm not mistaken.
All I know is there's been more title changes on Rampage than there are at any of the Battle of the Belts.
Those are a joke. Here's a little trivia question for you guys. Can you guys tell me the only time the AEW World Championship was defended on Rampage? Who was the champ and who was the champ? Who was the challenger? What was the stipulation of the match?
Oh, geez. Oh,
man. And he already knows this, by the way.
Yes, our friend AW Metrics had this the other day on his social media, and so I saw the answer.
And see, I'm terrible at being.
I'm going with Omega Mox in a no DQ match.
Good guess, but no.
I just remember him getting one. Didn't Mox
any of that
through
correct?
A coffee table at one of those?
That was one of the first Dynamites.
The Dynamite.
That was the first Dynamite.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first Dynamite when he appeared behind him. They fought and then went through the glass table. But no, Paul, none of that's correct. None of those guys.
It's got to be Jericho?
Nope.
So that would leave Hangman or Punk?
I'll give you the answer. It was Hangman versus Adam Cole in a Texas death match.
Okay.
Back in April of 22.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's too long ago. I don't remember that.
I don't remember last week. I didn't recall it either. But that's why he's the man for all the AEW metrics.
Yeah.
So let's see here. And JPJ's right. Omega versus Christian for the TNT title did switch hands, but it was the Impact title on the first Rampage. It wasn't an AEW title.
Yeah.
Because then Christian lost against him at All In 2021, which is still, I think, AEW's best pay-per-view they've ever put on.
Mm-hmm.
He said he saw Mox versus Wheeler on Rampage Live. That's a good one. The match that made Wheeler.
True.
Yeah. The crowd was loving the hating on Wheeler Yuta last night. He is just a little scrawny little son of a bitch, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And the beard.
Plays it perfectly.
The beard. Yeah. I just want to rip his beard out.
Oh, man. That beard looks fake at points.
He's using the running knee of Danielson's.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I'm looking forward to Wednesday night on Dynamite, Fight for the Fallen from Asheville. Like you said, the mother of all simulcasts. It's on TBS and on Max. So you got two different ways to watch it. Looks like a good card. I mean, we're getting Death Riders versus Rated FTR. Jamie Hayter versus Julia Hart. I saw it was teased. I don't know if it's officially announced, teased for OC versus Hangman after the four-way last night, which would be the first time they've ever went face-to-face. I know
I collision. But I feel if you're going to call this the mother of all simulcasts, you're going to do something ahead of another company that announced they were doing basically the same thing, but you're just doing it 5 days earlier than they are. You need to make this the biggest show you could make it. I mean, I feel every champion should be on here doing something. You should have, you know, a lights out match. You should have something big. And it's just another regular Dynamite.
You know, funny you say that. I was reading another article earlier today and kind of was comparing that. But Connecticut is so far ahead on promoting January 6th. It's even close.
Well, their deal was done way ahead of AJ's deal with Max.
But just what they're promoting and what they're doing. And, you know, obviously – rumor is Rock showing up, John Cena showing up for his return run. So
rumor has it Cena wins the Rumble in Indy.
He's the betting favorite right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of one of those things like you can advertise, hey, we're streaming, but you almost want to stay in your lane here. You don't want to overstep and look bad.
Yeah.
Because January 6th card is a pay-per-view card that you're going to see live on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing that I wish TK would get better at is promoting matches ahead of time. I get we get one or two normally on Wednesday, one or two at the time Friday or Saturday, but you never fully know the card ahead of time. And that's something I feel needs to be done better is maybe, okay, if you're going to have six matches, let's talk about five of them ahead of time where everybody's going to see it. Cause not everybody's going to watch, as we've talked since it started, Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision.
JPJ. I always thought, Randy Orton would be the one to break that record.
I thought so too.
But Cena would be deserving of breaking that record.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that Cena's gonna win it sometime in 2025 because they keep calling them the GOAT, greatest of all time. They're not doing that by mistake. And no. They want to get it off Flair. They don't really want to be associated with Ric Flair anymore.
Who does at this point?
Not even AEW, I still think he's under contract.
Woo! Energy.
I was thinking about that yesterday. The crap was terrible.
That shit was nasty.
I didn't think about it until I saw it on top of Shep's fridge today.
Oh, yeah, it's up there. I don't know if he, like you said, he might still be under contract with AEW, but I was watching social media posts the other week or so ago, and he still shows up to WWE shows when they're in town, and he's backstage, and he's still
Connecticut, if he is under contract.
He's still Ric Flair.
What do you guys think what do you guys think's gonna happen with Double J's announcement on Wednesday about his future? What do you think that could be about?
Retirement tour.
Could be.
Two of the biggest. I didn't say the two biggest, both retiring in the same year.
Shit, but he's 20 years older than Cena, isn't he?
He's in his 50s.
All right, Cena's I'm sure in his 40s. He's 10 years older than Cena, I hope if he announces retirement tour, it's well deserved. But I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't try to go against the Cena tour.
Yeah,
that ain't gonna work.
AEW's gotta, and they're doing a better job of this. They gotta know they're the alternative wrestling company.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be as hot as WWE is right now. They're on another level. It just is what it is. They're selling out everywhere they go. They're going to get a stupid rating on Netflix.
Or is what it is. It'll crash like the
if it didn't crash for the NFL, is not going to crash for, because they won't have the same amount of people watching as the NFL did.
No. So, and that's the nice thing is it's like at 10:05, if they're only running 2 hours, I think it's supposed to be ready for streaming, like as soon as it's over.
Well, and that's something I was reading last week on Fightful. This talent's still not even sure what the structure of the show is going to be. Like, 1 week it might be 2 hours, 1 week it might be closer to 3 hours, 1 week it might be an hour and a half. I don't know if they even know really how they're going to structure the time yet. So
yeah, and my question, and I don't, I've made it known, I don't read the dirt sheets or anything like that. So you guys might have some of this information that I don't have. If you pay for Netflix at the no ads price, are you going to have commercials during these live shows?
I believe you are, because then the only reason I'm saying that is it did for the NFL on Christmas Day.
Yep.
So if it happened to NFL, I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen for all, and which surprised me. Because I thought if you paid for the no ads, I thought that was going to be the case. There wasn't going to be really ads, but they did for the NFL. It looked just like a TV broadcast. So
okay,
yep.
So the marks who are strictly Connecticut who pay for the no ads are going to be all over social media on the 6th, complaining that there's ads during this pay per view, like they did for Saturday night's main event.
Which they got another one of those coming up. I saw they're going to do a couple of those a year.
Yeah.
They're going to do one a quarter, aren't they?
Are they? Man, I don't like that. That's too, it's too much.
One a quarter.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh man. Growing up as a kid, Saturday Night Main Event was shit,
but I could go for like one or two a year, make it really special, but that's just me. They're printing money. They're doing anything to print money anymore. Hell, all their PLEs eventually are going to be two nights. So
yeah,
which I got a problem with.
The big four will be two nights down the road.
Which I got a problem with. I think you could have Mania and Rumble be two nights, but Rumble makes a lot of sense. The others, just leave it as one night. Whatever.
Well, you could do Rumble's easy. One night the main event's the men's. One night the main event's the ladies' Rumble match, and then fill the card in after that.
Mm-hmm.
See, JPJ and I are agreeing lots of.
Yeah, I've always agreed with that.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to talking about some AEW. I know we went down a little AEW rabbit hole, but it's hard
not to see someone rabbit hole.
No. Yeah, that never happens.
But anything else you guys wanted to cover from last night's show that I didn't bring up or discuss?
I'm going to shock the shit out of both of you when I tell you my wrestler of the week. I'll just put that much. No, it's not time for that yet. We're not doing this yet.
Well, I mean,
I didn't know what all else we're covering. So
I don't know what else we're covering. What do we want to
talk about? Hey, here we go. I got a new segment. We're going to start right now. What's your wrestler of the week? You're gonna shock us. Obviously, it's not. It's Pluggo is your wrestler of the week.
No, right. I just said, hey, Pluggo.
I think that's not my wrestler of the week.
No,
congratulations.
I would pick Danhausen before I would pick Pluggo. No offense, Pluggo, but
Pluggo saying the women really shine at World's End.
Two did.
Longest match on the card.
Yeah, good for them.
Can we give a big shout out to Thunder Rosa's dad, who stayed ringside the entire show, not just her match like normal parents do?
They needed fillers.
Yeah. I still wonder if that person with the Osprey's better sign was a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fletcher rips up the sign, guy holds up another one, Osprey's still better. It's like, how do you have two of those signs like that at the show?
Yeah. That or they saw the guy, made their own sign, gave him two, and said, we're gonna rip one of these up.
Yeah, that could be. It was a good spot though. Got me to chuckle.
Yes.
But Paul, I want to know your rest for the week.
All right.
You're teasing it up. So
I have gone back and forth with this. No, not really. For the first time in history, and this pains me to say, my wrestler of the week is Mercedes Moné. She actually showed up and delivered a good match last night.
He's coming around, JPJ. He's coming around.
Stat, of course, is still by far the better of the two of them, in my opinion. But Mercedes actually showed up, and she actually did something right. She actually looked like she knew how to wrestle for a change. So I've got to be nice and give it to her.
I bet you did.
God, no. Oh, hell no.
No.
I'll leave that to JPJ.
JPJ says she's been on different levels since the first match with Stat. I agree.
She has gotten
better. You know, she does some good stuff in New Japan World, and her and Mina are going to probably tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
She's coming around. You know what, though? How many years was she on the shelf, boys?
Yeah, a year, two.
And then she got hurt immediately.
Yeah.
With Willow in New Japan, she was on the shelf for another, you know, good time. Hey, Ring Rust is a real deal, boys.
Mm-hmm. I think Pluggo hit the nail on the head here. Safe to say that Stat and Moné have had their best two matches in AEW together. Yeah, they got good chemistry.
They do have very good chemistry. They work well off of each other. There was a lot of back and forth in that match. You never knew where it was going to go. But yes, normally Mercedes is carried, JPJ. Sorry, man.
I thought the first match Stat carried Mercedes. Just my opinion.
I did too.
But I thought this last match was one of Mercedes' best that I've seen since the Connecticut days, her and Charlotte Flair days. This was a damn good wrestling match.
I think she's starting to cook.
The best I think Mercedes was until here recently was NXT.
Yeah. No, I mean, she put on some
banners. I did not like her in the main roster, but the problem is a lot of the people they bring up from NXT, they've worked such a certain way down in NXT that when you get to the main roster, it's a completely different feel.
There was a match on Raw, pretty sure it main evented, was Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair, and it was a no DQ match, and it went all around the arena, and it was one of the most entertaining Monday Night Raw matches I have ever witnessed. Was thoroughly enjoyed. Now, every time I see some glimpse of Mercedes in that, I always go back to that match with her and Charlotte.
JPJ said, I'm sure her being booked and never successfully defended a title soured you. And then if my computer wants to get over here, he says, because Vince is a cuckoo.
Yeah, well, I don't think she
That's should. A nice way to put it.
I don't think she should have been champion on the main roster. She did great in NXT, but main roster,
So you're saying he had a little Cocoa Puffs this morning for breakfast?
He was on that TK diet.
I'm not doing it. I was going to pull out an old thing I used to do on KOP, but I won't give that son of a bitch any gratification, so I'm not even going to do my interpretation of him. I was going to do it.
Oh, I thought he was going to fire me.
No, I was going to do the other one that I used to do, but no.
Oh.
After all that stuff came out, I said I wasn't doing it anymore, so you ruined it.
Way to go, Paul. You ruined it.
No, I didn't ruin it. Vince did.
I know. I was just trying to pass the buck.
Vince Russo.
Bro.
There we go. Oh, bro. I figured it out, Shep. There's another Vince that we can say is Tanner's uncle.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh,
God.
That'll piss him off even more than the original one.
Hey, Tanner, I don't know family outside your mom and dad. Do you have an aunt that maybe is the name Judy? We have a Judy on the poll badge again.
No, thankfully, I don't have an Aunt Judy.
Oh, you don't have any? Oh, God, if you had an Aunt Judy, I would have been a shirt. That would have been a freaking shirt.
Yeah, print it up.
Tanner's Aunt Judy on a pole match.
Available now on kickitoutshop.com.
By the merch, you marks. Beat you to it, Majin.
No, there was a lot of – if I had to pick a wrestler of the week, I think I got to go with Okada. For winning two good matches in C2, winning that belt. I mean, none of us predicted that he'd go over. We thought he'd make the championship. But man, he's people forget. I mean, because we've seen a different side of him in AEW in 2024. People forget how damn good he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he actually was my pick, but I'm gonna go with obviously the guy on third here would be Will Ospreay. The two matches he did, and then that little backstage promo. That backstage promo freaking marked me out bigger than shit, obviously.
Shep, is this real? Majin said, speaking of Russo, did you see Hell is Frozen Over? It seems Russo and Corny have made up.
You know what? I don't know if they have exactly made up where they're going to go have freaking tea and crumpets together.
But he's not going to pee on his grave, no?
Yeah, I don't think he calls him shit stain anymore in the pod. I have not listened to Cornette in a couple weeks. Russo came out and started it and just said, look, I have nothing against the guy. You know, this was years ago, and basically put Corny over saying how, you know, his wrestling knowledge, his being a historian, you know, whether
I agree with JPJ there.
Whether you agree with him or not, the guy, the historian of professional wrestling, and knows what he's talking about. But
yes. Oh, and changing subjects, let's give Ospreay a big shout out to become the fifth person in history to get a Meltzer 7-star match twice in one night.
I'll tell. I don't know if you guys agree
kidding.
This. I think Dave is slipping.
Oh yeah.
It's like every week he's getting called out by people. He says something, and then people go find like the accurate information or the stats, and he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he forgets now in this day and age of technology, social media, we can look things up so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting to really slip and lose some credibility, in my opinion.
He is. I only look at SRS anymore. I mean, and that's as close to the dirt sheets as I come, because I don't pay the $5 a month for Fightful Select. Big shout out to Sean Ross Sapp and those guys for that stuff. But I'll read SRS tweets. And that's about it, or X's or whatever they call them.
Yeah,
now.
You just got to be careful out there, especially on Facebook. There's so much fake crap
on Facebook. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's most of the time I figure it's fake, but. Yeah. I always like to ask you guys, because you guys actually read that stuff more than I do. But yeah, so
I don't have the book they call Face. Never have, never will.
Smart man.
So I don't.
If it wasn't for my job and for this podcast, a few other podcasts I host, I wouldn't have it. So
I'm basically non-existent on there. I share like an occasional funny video, and that's about it.
The old Twitter machine. I still call it that. That's where I get some of my news and a handful of sites I follow there. And then I'd tell you one I've been following for years, and that's Cage Side Seats.
Yeah.
They do MMA and professional wrestling. And I actually stumbled upon it when I was a bigger MMA fan, and then started – and their rumor roundup of the day is usually a day behind old Sean Ross, but it's good. They write stories. They have writers. They give their own personal opinions on matches, on shows. It's a good read. It's a good read.
Yep.
I enjoy if there's ever been a time where I haven't been able to get a pay-per-view for one reason or another, I either follow along on Twitter, or I'll either go to Cage Side or Wrestling Inc. to follow up with stuff. And that's where I get. Back when we were going and reading through each and every show and matches, that all came from Wrestling Inc.
Yeah, Wrestling Inc. got rid of all their podcasts last month. That was an interesting decision. Modern said, next AW chip, big boom, AJ, who loses it to Jack Perry?
No. My God, although I got to say, all right.
I thought we could go a whole fucking show without talking about this douchebag.
This is completely off topic here, but I just started, and I'm like 10 years behind on this, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just watching. It's that time of the month, Paul.
Yeah, I just started. It's that time of month. No. watching Riverdale, which originally aired on the CW, and it stars Luke Perry. With Jack having the beard, he looks so much like Luke. in Luke's final years is not even funny.
Yep. Yep. I think JBJ's just commenting on some others here. I wasn't sure. I was just showing what he was. And Majin says, Paul, you're so angry. All you need is a double chocolate cookie.
I just actually, made chocolate
Costco the other day. I didn't get one at Costco the other day.
Have you had a chicken bake?
I have not had the chicken bake yet.
Neither have I. I've had their pizza.
I've had the pizza and their hot dog.
Yeah, I don't care for the hot dog. Is a fucking hot dog, but
no, JPJ, I'm not. These two are though.
What?
I'm not.
I'm all about the like, boom.
I'm. Here it is. Shep is officially against him because Shep doesn't follow very much social media. I'm not against him.
I don't understand it.
I just wanted to make it through one show without talking about the guy. That's all.
I mean, we didn't bring up Big Justice or the Rizzler.
You just did.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I agree, JBJ. It was fun. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be fun. And I'm sticking to it. His match against QT, we've seen a lot worse in AEW than his performance.
We have. I watched that match, and we've seen worse. I mean, let's not forget Dark Order's original punches to Dustin Rhodes back in the day. God.
That made Tony take everything over.
Yeah. But again, I'm not against the Costco guys. My kids knew who they were before I did.
JPJ said he's thrown hands if there's any Riz slander.
I don't know who the fuck they are. I don't understand it. All of a sudden, one day they're taking national fucking precious TV time and pay-per-view time on a company I really enjoy. And I'm like, who the hell are these guys? Next thing I know, all they know, they eat a fucking cookie from Costco. Like, what the fuck? I don't get it. Sorry, guys.
Hey, here, Shep.
I live in a closet. I live in a little hole, you know, a little bubble.
Let me put it in terms you'll understand. These guys are a mix of DX and Right to Censor, from what I understand.
That was a really weird analogy, though.
Yeah, I mean,
No. If you go
that's so far right,
popularity wise, and standards wise.
So popularity in professional wrestling, they're Right to Censor. Popularity in pop culture, they're DX. Am I understanding that correctly?
Something like that. Yeah.
I gotta say, we've done a lot of episodes of the Kick Out Podcast. This is the first SpongeBob SquarePants reference I think we've ever had. Shep is like Patrick from SpongeBob, lives under his own rock,
and I'm okay with that.
Wow, that was actually really good, Paul. That's scary.
I have my oldest loves SpongeBob has since they were a kid. Well, much younger.
I deal with the public every damn day, so when I'm not at work, I'm at home under my rock. Yes, I'm okay with that.
And he's got two little ones, 5 and under. So,
yeah.
He deserves to live under his rock. He deserves to
give him time
under his rock. So, anything else, boys, that you want to? On
actually, yeah,
episode of 2024.
I had a comment, and then you guys got on the Costco boys.
You're more of a Sam's Club guy, we get it.
No, I'm actually a Costco member. Yeah. I mean, but
I'm a Walmart guy,
so you're Sam's Club.
No, I'm now, just Walmart.
Oh, back in the day, my parents were Sam's Club, and the Italian ices at Sam's Club were fucking killer. I haven't found those at Costco yet. Wonder if Sam's Club still have those.
Or Kroger.
They're great. Yeah, final pod of the year. Been a good year, boys.
It's been a hell of a year for the podcast. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun like we do.
Didn't you bring that up earlier today, Shep? And I said, is that what they're calling it these days?
Yeah. My liver appreciates y'all. you too, and everybody in the YouTube world and Twitter land. And
yeah. I want to give a few shout outs. I know I'm forgetting others, but of course, shout out to JBJ and Pluggo Between Two Beards. Became good friends of ours through the podcast. We'll definitely have them on again next year sometime and do a collaboration. Shout out to Steffi, Majin, Steven Chambers, TGY, amongst the others who hop in either live or later on throughout the week and comment, ask questions. engagement really helps us stay connected and have a lot of fun doing this. So really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely appreciate everybody. Definitely go check out Between Two Beards, those guys. They do more than talk wrestling. So if you're looking for a good podcast about football, let's say, I popped into one.
Oh, their tier, JBJ's tier show is fun.
Yes, fun. That was great. That was great. I enjoyed that. I told him not to talk about the Browns, and luckily he didn't move the Browns on that show, so we're good there.
Yeah,
well, that's on hold for now for other stuff, and hopefully I can reveal some more information on that soon. So
yeah, Paul's got some exciting stuff going on behind the scenes, so yeah, hopefully we'll be able to unveil the curtain here soon. So yeah, Johnny's giving JBJ shout out for Firmly AEW. They do a great job over there in Firmly AEW and Firmly WWE as well. So
yeah,
absolutely.
They go live right after Dynamite, right?
No, they do. Right there.
There you go.
Oh, that's a tiered show. Sorry, no. He goes.
Oh yeah.
They go Firmly AEW's live every Thursday. JBJ, correct me if I'm wrong here. Every Thursday morning at 10.
Oh yeah,
Eastern time.
Yeah, I always get that. I always get that alert when I'm at the at the desk. I try to listen to it at the desk, but.
And then Firmly WWE's Tuesday at 10. Tuesday at 10. So, yeah, they do a great job over there. So,
yeah, looking down below, Firmly is every Tuesday and Thursday. So, Tuesdays WWE, Thursdays AEW.
Yep. And Imogen says he got a local wrestling booking in the new year on January 25th.
Congratulations, man. Right. That is fantastic stuff. If I knew where that Rip guy was, I'd tell you, you know, if you need a manager, let him know. But I think you're a little far out of his reach, and I can't find that guy. He's disappeared. I think
he died or something. Hey, I don't know. Hey, right before you walk out, make sure you rub a little bit of that syrup on them boots. Once you fall down, we gotta get a little traction on there, man.
And be sure, Majin, on January 25th to tell everybody to be sure to like, subscribe, and follow Kicking Out Podcasts on all social media and give us that 5-star rating. You know,
we expect a shout out.
Yep. So, well, boys, it's been fun. It's been fun, everybody in the chat tonight. It's been a blast. And next time we're live with y'all, it'll be 2025.
That's crazy to think. Thanks, everybody, for watching along every single week with us. Thanks for bearing with us as we're, in and out. 2, sometimes 3, sometimes it's even 1 still occasionally. So thank you guys for always being there, rocking out in the comments. Thank you for your support. For if you're a new listener though and you don't follow us, you can follow us at Kicking Out Pod on all social media. Go check out Majin's show on the 25th. He says he's coming out and kicking out podcast tights with a large QR code on his crotch that'll bring him to the channel.
That is awesome.
So go screenshot, go scan that QR code on Majin's crotch on January 25th.
Hey, make sure you have an iPhone 14. Get that triple zoom in.
Way to go out.
Oh, be sure to listen to the Kick It Out podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And if that happens to be Apple Podcasts, give us that a 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It is your place to go for great merchandise. You get to support a great podcast and look fantastic doing so. You can also search up Kicking Out Podcast on Pro Wrestling Tees for some classic KOP merchandise that is not sold at the Kicking Out Shop store. I actually have one of the old t-shirt designs on under my hoodie. I should have taken the hoodie off, but we're not doing that this late in the podcast. That's not this type of podcast.
Not that
but
that's for the watch alongs.
Yeah. And be sure to follow all of us on social media. The KOP Predictions Champion, the Shep at 27. I don't know. Shep, what is yours?
You got it. At the Shep 20.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it's one of them days. At the Shep 27. Follow Tanner Lee at Tanner Lee 92 and follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. And for the brand new Kicking Out podcast, predictions champion, Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again in 2025 as we kick out yet another podcast. Happy New Year's, everybody.